Most Americans encounter Chinese cuisine in their local Chinatown or strip mall. For commentator Jay Kaiser, Chinese food played a special role in his mother's life as she grew old. It affected how she related to him and to aging.
When my father died, my mother moved to a much sought-after assisted living facility. Once a week, I took her food shopping. Mom rarely ate in the communal dining room. I didn't blame her. The yellow walls were windowless. A television set was strategically mounted overhead for those who ate alone. It was always on. Shopping never took long. Mom didn't need much. There was always time for us to have lunch and avoid the communal dining room. Her favorite was a Chinese restaurant. That was fine with me. I was proud of my knowledge of Chinese cuisine. I wanted to show it off for her. It didn't work out that way. Our weekly lunches turned into weekly skirmishes. Why not try the tofu stuffed with shrimp, I would suggest. I said chicken chow mein, she would answer stubbornly. Something had changed. Mom wasn't always so monopalated. There was a time when no flesh, fish, or good red herring escaped her hungry eye. All you ever order now is chicken chow mein, I protested. Try something different for once. The scallion pancakes, or maybe the stir-fried sea cucumbers. Ugh, she would say. Just order me chicken chow mein, please. These weekly tussles infuriated me. Why couldn't she take my advice just once and order something different? I tried stratagems. I would order something special for myself, say fish head cooked in a clay pot or tripe with cilantro. Then I would offer her some. Take it away, she would say, deflecting my chopsticks with her speckled hand. The tripe fell on the tabletop, or more often, the floor. She ate her chicken chow mein with all the grace of someone who had just crawled out of the desert. Throughout the meal, she would complain about the food they served in the communal dining room of the much-sought-after assisted living facility. After a while, it dawned on me what was going on. My mother was not fighting me. She was fighting dependency. Her weekly choice of the same darn dish staked out her claim to being an independent eater. She was not about to rely on a communal anything. Finally, I stopped fighting. I ordered whatever I wanted for myself. She ordered chicken chow mein. One day, when the waiter brought me an order of lion's head pork meatballs in a clay pot and my mother a heaping plate of chicken chow mein, I said, "Mom, do you mind if I have a taste?" "Go ahead," she said, pushing the plate toward me. I gathered a mouthful between my chopsticks. "Hey," I said. I was genuinely surprised. "This is good." Mom didn't say a word. She just went on eating. The next week, she died suddenly. A heart attack that followed an emergency operation on a broken hip. The day after I buried her, I went back to the Chinese restaurant for lunch. The waiter said the special was stir-fried duck tongue with baby chives. I said, "I'll have the chicken chow mein."
Jay Kaiser is a professor emeritus of linguistics at MIT and an avid visitor to his local Chinese restaurant. And we'll be visiting China the week of May 19th to 23rd for a special week of programs from the western city of Chengdu. You can read about our preparations for the trip and let us know the questions you'd like answered about China at npr.org/Chengdu. That's spelled C-H-E-N-G-D-U.